You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Advocates for criminal justice reform in Onondaga County want the system to be more fair. They're concerned with how people of color and people without resources are treated. When people are awaiting trial, retired Judge Langston McKinney says many find themselves locked up unnecessarily. He argues judges don't always understand bail.
Frequently, a person's promise is more than sufficient. And sometimes a slap on the wrist or just a general reminder is, okay, you got to adhere to your promise to come to court when you're supposed to. Otherwise, you're going to be in jail and they'll bring you to court. But you can come to court on your own. You just come when you're supposed to.
In McKinney's experience, most people hold their promise to appear in court or face consequences. However, he says that the issue isn't just about race and economic status. Still, he argues that people at the bottom bear the burden of everyone above them.
The system, I can't say rigged, but let's say the playing field is not even, for whatever reason. But if you take a look at the detention facility, and you take a look at the makeup of the people who are arrested and are being held pending the outcome of their cases, there tends to be more people of color and definitely more poor people.
Advocates argue that the odds are also stacked against the poor once they go to trial. Marsha Weissman with the Center for Community Alternatives warns people with public defenders can't always participate in their defense to uncover evidence. She says this is not just a New York State issue.
There are so many loopholes in discovery right now that it's common for the defense either not to get information or to get information so late that they cannot properly represent their client.
Weissman says people who can't make bail are more likely to be convicted or plead guilty unnecessarily. Hervé Como with the Volunteer Lawyers Project adds higher convictions for poor people show a distinct prejudice against people of color.
Although there's supposed to be a presumption of innocence, it keeps happening over and over again. We need to talk a lot more about implicit bias, and we need to challenge ourselves. We take for granted that this is the best system in the world, right? That this is the best that we can do. And I think that we can do better.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has proposed eliminating monetary bail for suspects in nonviolent crimes and improving the sharing of evidence before trial. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.